Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com, worldwide. And we want to welcome Sean O'Hay. And Sean is Deputy Consul General at the Irish Consulate here in New York City. And Sean, you are indeed very welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Sean, we know that New York City Pride March is taking place tomorrow, and whereas it's the 53rd New York City Pride March, Ireland has indeed participated. This is the third time that Ireland has a support group and a contingent at New York City Pride. When was the last time, actually, that Ireland was Pride? New York City parade, was that held for the last 2 years, or was there a hiatus there?
Yeah, so there was a hiatus due to COVID in 2020 and then in 2021. So we started as a consulate participating in 2018. Then we participated again in 2019, which was when World Pride was held in New York City. So it was a very large affair. And then we're delighted to be back again for the third time, the consulate marching tomorrow on the 26th.
Where I think many of our listeners indeed would know that whereas the Irish government, yes, is unapologetically a participant in the Pride Parade. You might tell us a little bit about the Pride and the LGBTQIA in Ireland, and when did that start?
Well, I suppose, as your listeners will know, Ireland's been on this sort of long journey of social change and transformation. But then in May 2015, something we're very proud of is that we became the first country in the world to vote to provide for equal marriage rights for gay and lesbian couples. So we were actually recognized for that by Heritage of Pride New York, the organizers of the Pride March here in 2019. That's quite something to be the first country where the population voted overwhelmingly to give equal rights to all.
Again, particularly with through Irish organizations on our side of the Atlantic, including the stringent rule that up until, you know, a couple of years ago excluded the organization from the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and in fact some of it still exists. Particularly, let's say, in Staten Island, the acceptance or lack of acceptance for, you know, a segment of not only our Irish immigrants, but obviously, you know, many Irish Americans in, you know, in coming out. As is commonly known, Ireland has amach lihéile, which is actually it's out together, but it does it does reflect the inclusiveness, you know, of in modern nation, which, as you pointed out there, Ireland first out the gate, so to speak. Again, it is more controversial on the East Coast here in the United States. And that is that something which is transitioning at this point, or as we saw with the Supreme Court again overturning Roe versus Wade to the shock of Americans. What is the level of acceptance in Ireland, and is the all of this have the full approval of the Irish government?
Yeah, so I suppose what we're doing by participating in the New York City March is we're celebrating the diversity of our global Irish family, of our diaspora, and marking the history, resilience, and courage of our diaspora here and around the world. And I suppose I just wanted to, acknowledge the work put in by people like Brendan Fay in advocating for inclusion in various St. Patrick's Day parades. And I think we've come a really long way in the US in terms of inclusion. And we also have wonderful events now like the St. Pat's for All parade in Queens every year, which is attracting larger crowds than ever. I suppose it's just a testament to how far we've come, both Ireland as a nation and Irish America as well. I think both are much more accepting, inclusive, welcoming places than they were in decades gone past. And we're marking that and celebrating that while acknowledging that, you know, things are not perfect, but we've come a long way. Yeah. And Sunday will be an acknowledgement of that and a celebration of where we are.
The parade tomorrow, where does it begin and where does the parade end tomorrow here in New York City?
Yeah, so it marches down Fifth Avenue from, I think, about 33rd Street, and then it goes through Greenwich Village, around the Stonewall National Monument, and then back up 7th Avenue, dispersing around 15th Street, and we'll be assembling with our contingents at the Crompton Ale House, which is an Irish bar near our starting off point. So I just wanted to thank them for their support and allowing us to gather there before we set off.
Yeah. Now, just for clarification, is it 33rd or does it begin on 25th Street and 5th?
Yes, so there will be, so basically for anybody who's worried about getting around the city tomorrow, I think from about 34th Street south, it's all going to be Fifth Avenue. It was all kind of blocked off. You various different groups will be joining the march from different streets off Fifth Avenue. So from about below 34th Street, it's all going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now, Ireland, is this the first time Ireland is actually participating with their own float as part of it, or has that been the custom for the first couple of times that Ireland participated?
Yeah, no, actually we have a float this year, but we've had one the two previous times as well. So I think that really adds to the atmosphere. That's going to be decorated in Irish colours, and we have a DJ, DJ Fiona Walsh, who'll be spinning the tune on the float and keeping us all going throughout the day, playing a great selection of Irish tunes as well. So I think I remember during World Pride, she played U2, is where the streets have no names as we approach the Stonewall Monument. So it really just added to the atmosphere and put everyone in great form.
The Irish government expanding the level of not only acceptance but of support, you know, for the Pride and Pride Parade and the changing of the laws in Ireland, that it has expanded to New York and I assume other areas as well across the United States, for that matter, around the world. There will be a cause for celebration and perhaps a solid attempt to accept the participation and also to get rid of the stigma attached to a good segment of our community who heretofore had to live in the shadows. So fair play to Ireland, to the Irish government, and tomorrow is the day. Sean, Deputy Consul General of Irish Consulate here in New York City, thank you for spending the time with us.
Of course, and happy Pride, everybody.
Q, indeed, and friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com.